There she is!
Haeckel's reached over the edge of the balcony to grab the actress out of the ridiculous-looking angel's brawny lace and cotton-clad arms.
Hey!
Haeckel's lifted the actress and peered in horror down at her unconscious bow. Haeckel's drew the kicking and screaming Fanny Diamond over his right shoulder and wheeled toward the door.
Come on, Slash!
I'm right behind you.
Slash turned to the two trussed-up angels who were struggling to gain the balcony. Even in their ridiculous costumes and wearing wigs of tight, golden curls above their broad, savage faces, Slash recognized both men from the alley the previous night.
But first, I need to get something off my chest.
Slash stepped forward and slammed his right knee into the ugly face of the angel to his left, turning the man's wedge-shaped nose sideways and causing it to ooze blood. The man grabbed his nose as his harness swung out away from the balcony.
Hey! What's going on up there?
Slash slammed that same knee against the face of the other angel, giving the same bloody treatment to the man's wedge-shaped nose. That angel grabbed his own ruined nose as he flew back, gossamer wings still beating, away from the balcony.
There. Oh, now I feel better.
Slash ran back through the debris cluttering the balcony and gained the door just as Haeckel was trying to step through it with the girl on his shoulder. What made it a particularly difficult maneuver was that the screaming girl was grabbing the doorframe with her hands, trying desperately to keep herself from being carried through it.
Damn you, big, ugly brigand! Damn you to hell! What do you think you're doing?
We're gonna get you to the courthouse on time, Princess.
Slash tried to restrain the girl's hands. Haeckel glanced over his shoulder at Slash.
I got her, partner. It ain't gonna be pretty, but...
Haeckel swung the girl hard to one side. She saw the doorframe flying toward her and widened her eyes. Her head struck the frame. Fanny's eyes closed and she flopped down against Haeckel's back and hung there like a wet sheet.
Sorry, honey.
Haeckel hurried down the night dark outer stairs. Slash followed Haeckel and the girl, running both hands along the rails to either side of him.
Partner, I believe you enjoyed that.
After last night, I got to admit to a certain satisfaction.